Thank you for holding. Is this Josh?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Josh. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Slash. How you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, no, I hear that. I was out doing a measurement and stuff like that when Tara had called the first time. So now I'm just crunching numbers and, you know, doing everything like that so I can send them an invoice, hopefully get the job, you know?
Heck yeah. Yeah, it's always good to close some deals. I've just been going kind of back-to-back on this listing over the last, like, hour or so. Basically, when one of these spots opens up, we're partnered with Google, and they'll send us, like, a list of the guys that qualify. And then my reps, like Tara, they go down the list, and they'll, like, pre-screen them and send them to me until we fill the spot. So I've just kind of been going back-to-back.
No, I hear that. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, so you're not like, we're not chewing each other's ears off, you know what I mean? I mean, depending on the price, I might do it. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm already like $3,000 deep, I'd say, maybe more, give or take, already, and I've only been in business. No, just like, everything, you know what I mean?
Between, yeah.
Yeah, so. And I haven't really closed my first sale yet, so I'm really skeptical on spending more money, you know what I mean? Because I have to keep, like, a certain amount of money just in case if, like, I got to buy, God forbid, a tool or, like, I have to go back repair, so I have to buy some more materials or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I hear you. You know, it's tough. Starting a business is tough. You know, some people, it takes them a couple months before they really even get to a profitable situation. You know, a lot of times they're just spending and getting things going, you know?
100%. I already knew I was going to come into it spending money, you know what I mean? Especially on, I've been in this line of business for over a decade now, so I already know, but it's my first year. Like, you know what? I'm sick of making thousands for other people while I'm making dollars, so you know what I mean? Type of deal.
Yeah, I'll try to make it as affordable as I can for you. The hardest part about getting on the first page of Google, it's not so much the cost, usually, it's the availability of the spots. You know, when you look up, like, epoxy flooring contractor, just as an example, you get, like, Aurora Epoxy Coatings, LLC, Pro Shield, Concrete Coatings, and Gorilla Garage Gear. Usually a company like that, when they get a hold of that first page placement, then they keep it. You know, it's rare.
100%, yeah.
Yeah, it's rare where we get into this position where it's like, okay, the spot's open. Now I got a list of guys. We got to call them, offer it to them. But usually the way we get that list is through people who have inquired about it or tried to get their Google business profile up and running. And Google will just kind of save their information and have us reach out once it's open, you know. But there's only three guys. 90% of the time when people do a search on Google, they pick from those three guys right there next to the map. So, I mean, we're putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look. If you haven't closed the deal yet, it's going to be really hard to not close the deal when somebody's already looking up that service and then they picked you and called you, you know. They already saw your reviews and everything. So, totally different ballgame. It's not like buying leads. You know, Home Advisor by Angie's, they actually put themselves on Google to get the leads, but they sell them to like 5 people. So it's like, if you could do anything with that, you'll do great with just being on Google independently and let the people call you. Should be a lot cheaper this way too, because you don't have those lead fees attached to every single call you get.
Yeah, they actually switched that because I wasn't on. I'm going to be straightforward with you. I told them no at least 30 times over that because I'm not going to pay them for the lead and then me not get the job type of scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So they ended up, I feel like I wasn't the only one. So
no. Yeah,
they ended up scratching that and now it's just like I only give them like $250 a month or whatever and then they send me like we'll just say 4 leads a week, you know, give or take because I don't only do epoxy floors, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know if you took a second and looked at my actual website.
Yeah, I see it. I got it right in front of me. I just use it as an example.
You know what I mean? I do like a broad,
high profit.
You know what I mean? Like a broad perspective.
Yeah, I see it. Rubber, vinyl, carpet, you know.
So it's like, I don't know. I was like, screw it. I did the Angie's Leads thing. I was like, you know, I got the money at the moment. Because, like, if I could get maybe a lead for each different kind of flooring I do type of deal, that's what I was thinking in my head, that gives maybe, like, more of a chance to at least score one job a week. Because I'm not looking to be flooded with work, to be quite honest with you.
Well,
I hate working.
So,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, the way this works is, like, we'll customize it for you. So epoxy flooring is just one keyword. We list you for 15 keywords. So those will be the services that you want to target, right? So epoxy, vinyl, carpet, rubber, we'll hit all of those in the flooring category. And then if they punch that in, you'll pull up there. They could call you directly. Just because they call you doesn't mean you have to go out to them. You know, we have a tracking system that will pipeline them. But you're saying, hey, I'm only accepting like one a week. And I get that, especially if you got to pay per lead. But with this, we could bring you like 10, 15 a week. And you could just cherry pick the one that you want to take. You see what I'm saying? So it puts you in a position where you're not just going out there taking whatever. You know, you have a lot of control on what projects you're going out on and what you're doing. And as far as bang for your buck, too, you know, if you're spending $250 on that, you know, I actually have a package called our Platinum Package. It's normally $499, and that's actually what, you know, Aurora Epoxy Coatings LLC uses. You know, I could get you that same package for $249, so that way you're still keeping within that pricing structure. And then after a month or two, I'm pretty sure this replaces Home Advisor by Angie's entirely. It's always better to have your own Google business profile, your own website, you know, let people call you direct than to go through that third-party system.
Oh, 100%. That's why I was like, you know what, I ended up getting a Wix account through LegalZoom and everything like that so I could just make my own website and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Now we just got to
get it. But then at the same time, I was like, I was getting traction on the website, you know what I mean? But it was like, I knew if people were coming to Home Advisors and Angie's List, they already kind of wanted this done. You know what I mean? Like,
usually they're price shopping. If they type in flooring contractor and then they go to Home Advisor by Angie's, they're usually price shopping because Home Advisor by Angie's tells them, hey, I'm going to connect you with five trusted professionals in the area. So they'll end up getting quoted by a couple of you. And then, you know, in their mind, you're all contractors. So they just go, whoever's cheapest, they think they're going to get the same thing. Home Advisor doesn't really like put one above the other. When you're on the first page of Google, we're basically telling them you're the best guy for the job. It's like an online referral.
Right.
Yeah. So different. You can hold your price. You know, they've already picked you, saw your reviews, saw your website, chances are, before they actually place the call. So different type of lead, different kind of job opportunities, and you get a lot more exposure that way too. You know, if you're talking about building this thing up and setting it up for the long haul, I mean, there's no better way to do that than to make sure that everybody within 40 miles of you, if they're looking for a flooring contractor, they're able to see you as an option.
Okay, so I'm really liking what you're saying right now. And then, so this is why you're where you're at. You know what I mean? You're a good salesman. The dude that got me.
It sells itself.
He was a good salesman.
I just got to get you.
You know what I mean? So
after that.
Oh, 100%. That's why I like everything you're saying. I'm liking. You know what I mean? 100%.
Yeah, it's fully month-to-month, too.
The only thing that I have just a couple questions.
Okay.
So, all right, you said 249. We'll just say it's 300. All right,
$249 exactly.
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So $249. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the cancellation fee? Because you said
zero.
That's a monthly fee, right there. Like I don't.
Yeah, zero. Nobody's
then,
on the first page that doesn't want to be there. So if you cancel, we just part ways with you. You won't see yourself on the first page, but you still keep all your online listings and everything that we create.
Okay, because the only reason why I was asking about that was because I didn't realize this when I signed up for Home Advisor or Angie's List, whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up screwing myself over. That's the only reason why I still have it is because now I have a cancellation fee of almost $1,000. So,
I never
much,
hold you up, though.
You
go to FTC versus Home Advisor. I've worked with so many guys who've you know, once they're on Google, they end up wanting to cancel that, and then they tell me all these crazy scenarios, and we help them out and get them through it. But, yeah, if you just look up FTC versus HomeAdvisor, they're in such hot water with the Federal Trade Commission. Like, you can get out of that. They just want you to feel stuck. You're not actually stuck.
Got you. See, you know what's funny? I was thinking that there's a loophole or something because they're trying to promise me all this stuff, and honestly, it's not really happening. Like, I set up a phone thing with Tara, and then you guys actually called me back. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It wasn't exactly 30 minutes, but I mean, I don't even care about that. You actually called me back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I set up online, like, appointment,
you
could say, with one of them. No, I did not. I was in the middle, like I am right now, I was in the middle of a quote. So
oh, okay.
I'm kind of crunching numbers and everything.
We're a
like
Google
that right
partner.
Now.
That's why if you look us up, it would be an eye opener. You're like, oh, okay. We've been around for 20 years. We're not some like random fly by night company, you know?
Got you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're always going to call you back. We basically walk all our clients through it. Like, we don't get paid unless you guys get paid. So it's like we have to make sure that your online listings are working if we want to see you come back every month. Different kind of service. A lot of companies, like, you sign up for those online marketing, and it's just like you pay us, and then we're going to send you some leads and good luck. And that's not how we operate. We actually want you to be successful because that's how we end up building like a long-term agreement, and then Google typically pays us through like residual. So like making sure it works for you, you keep coming back. Google's like, hey, this guy's been on board for 6 months. Obviously, you guys are taking care of him, and then we get a kickback for that.
Got you. Okay. So how? So what do I have to download an app? Am I going to have to do anything as far as,
we have an app that helps you oversee everything. And I think that's good for you to download. So that way, you know, like, hey, you know, this is what I'm spending my money on each month. So yeah, we do have an app, but you don't have to download it. There's not a lot that you have to do. We create your account. We do your Google verification from time to time. We might call you just to gather some information and verify. We obviously do a client interview after sign up. You can do that later today or tomorrow. And they just want to make sure we're connecting you with the right people, listing you for the right keywords in the right areas. And then, you know, moving forward, it's just, you know, take care of your customers, and it's pretty much it. You know, we do ask
right.
you to be responsive, but we don't want you to be jumping on a computer every day, you know. We want you to have peace of mind that your online marketing is being handled and you focus on the being the face of the company and getting good reviews.
Got you. Nah, because honestly, I might do it. Is there any way I can think about it and just talk it over with my significant other and then just go forward from that?
Yeah, well, I mean, the way it works,
I mean, I know it's kind of like if somebody else jumps on it today, I understand, like,
yeah,
I,
but if you say it that way, it sounds bad. So like, Google has these partners, right? And the Google partners are the only ones who get access to the algorithms that dictate who shows up on the first page, right? We only call out when there's a spot open on the first page in your area. So it is something that we're actively looking to fill. That's another reason why she's so adamant about following up with you on it, is because if another company fills it, then we close out the category. But like I told you earlier, I mean, I've been going through this for the last like hour and a half. I started at 8 a.m. here in California. It's 9:34 right now. So, you know, I mean, it could still be there. It just depends on how long it takes you to get through that call and get the blessing from your other half, you know. But we keep going.
No, I hear that.
Pretty much once I hang up with you, they'll just keep sending me the pre-screen guys until we fill this flooring spot, and then we'll move on, different industry, different area.
All right. So I give you my card info right now, right? And then how long does it take for you type in, like, Buffalo flooring, for instance?
Yeah, so there's
that would be one of the keywords or whatever.
Yeah,
how long
You got to get verified first, right? So there's a form you fill out, and then there's a postcard that gets sent to you in the mail, and then there's also a client interview that we'll have to do. So we know which keywords you want to be found for. once we've got you, your client interview done and we got you Google verified, then we can go ahead and post you. So it's not going to be an immediate thing. You know, you're probably not going to really see much traffic from Google in the first couple weeks, like 2 weeks. But we do other things for you in this platinum package where you get like Facebook with Facebook ads, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, all the popular directory submissions. And those you start seeing traffic from a lot quicker. So you might get some like Facebook leads before you're actually on the first page of Google. But, you know, the idea here is just to make sure you're profitable.
So, okay. And that, all right, so I've ran Google ads before. I mean, not Google ads, Facebook ads before, mm-hmm. right? So how does that work? I already have a Facebook page, so
yeah.
I know they charge money by each like day or however long or where you want it located, you know
yeah.
what I mean, for the ads
yeah.
on there. How does
we'll
that
customize
work?
It during your client interview, but we'll put $100 of the $249 directly into Facebook or Meta, and we have Meta technicians in-house that will actually professionally host it for you. But Meta has like an analytics system, kind of like Google, where you could see like how many times people typed in epoxy flooring or carpet or which one of your keywords, and they customize it. So that way you're only spending that budget or targeting like the services that we know are actually going to get you some kind of benefit or foot traffic based on that data. So we're not playing a guessing game with any of this marketing. We have data and we use
No, right, data. Right. With the insights and everything like that. Yeah. No, I'm not, trust me. I know a lot about the Facebook Meta marketing and shit mm-hmm. like that. Cause that's what I used to just, I'd spend like $5 or $10 for, you know what I mean? A day or two, you know, cause obviously you're aware that the more money you spend and the less days you want the ad to run, it reaches more people that way.
Yeah.
And everything like that. So
yeah.
I've already messed around with the ads on Facebook a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So they'll give you data on that, you know, and obviously if you want to increase your budget, you can increase it or decrease it at your own expense. But that's just something we're offering as a part of that new in business credit. They'll throw in the $100 of the Facebook ads into the package.
And it's going to be $249 every month?
Yeah, $249 per month, and it's month to month. You're not buying it to anything long term. We also send everything in writing, and you have a tracking system that breaks down everything, too, so you'll be able to see it daily.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, if you could pair it to Home Advisor by Angie's after the first month or two, Josh, it'll be a no-brainer for you, like as far as long-term solution for marketing.
Got you. That would just be, I would just be stuck around like $500-$600 on just between those two, you know?
Well, no, you're going to pick one, you know?
And that's not even tough.
You're going to pick one.
I mean, obviously, you know.
Start a company, Josh, that's a normal progression. It's like, all right, I have some money to spend. I got to figure out what's going to make this thing tick, right? So you kind of you try a bunch of things. And then you go and you say, okay, this worked, this didn't, this worked, this didn't. Because every business is different. So you find all the things that work for your business, you run with those, and you get rid of the others. And so that's what we'll do. You know, we'll be able to provide a solution yeah. for you. But I'm telling you, more than likely, it's just having that first page placement on Google. 90% of the time, that's what people use.
All right. You know what? I'll just do it.
You're gonna love it, I'm telling you. So
might as
I
well.
Gotta create your yeah. I mean, you didn't start a business for your next door neighbor to not be able to see you when they have a flooring job. You know?
No, 100%. No, 100%.
Oh my gosh, definitely something you're gonna want. Okay, so I'm gonna create your Google Business Profile or GBP. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah. It's okay. My direct line, so this would probably be the best one.
Okay, so 716-717-7903.
Yeah.
Okay. And then last name?
Tripp, T-R-I-P-P.
Okay. and obviously Joshua, right? Full first name?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
It's going to be realniceflooring@gmail.com. All one word. And then no capital. Gotcha. I don't know if that matters. You know?
Yeah, it'll pick it up. Our system's hooked up to Google Mail, Google Suite, G Suite. Update. And then are you an LLC or incorporated at all?
Yeah, I'm an LLC.
Okay. Do you want the LLC displayed in your business name?
Does it matter?
No, it just
looks, I mean, as a visual thing, I feel like Real Nice Flooring looks better than Real Nice Flooring LLC. I don't know.
Okay. I like your logo. Let's see here. Save.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not in the logo, so might as well just leave it like this. Save. All right. Update. Okay. And you're okay with me hyperlinking your website to the Google Business Profile?
Yes.
Okay. Save. Attach. Why don't you have your logo on the website?
I couldn't move that for some reason. It wouldn't let me put that there. I wanted it there, and it wouldn't let me. It's
you
not
said you
a
built the site through Wix.
Yeah, it was a. It called it something else. It's like an icon something, and apparently my logo isn't that type of format or something. It won't implement it.
So, like, I'm not going to say you did a bad job on your site, man, because I know websites aren't easy. But if you want, like, I can get you a whole new custom website design. Basically, they'll get on that domain and just build a whole new custom site for you. And then the hosting is a part of it. It would only change the cost of the campaign by, like, $50. You want to do that?
Nah.
Leave it like that.
I'm honestly, I already know this. It's not perfect, but it's like, yo, that joint took me 3-4 days.
I know. That's why I was like, I'm going to be like careful not like say it's because I know.
Nah,
how
don't
is.
Get
like,
me
you,
wrong.
You
don't
get
me
invested
wrong, brother,
into
brother.
It.
Don't
though,
get
you
me
know?
Wrong. Trust me. It is not perfect. I already know. Okay. You don't have to tell me. There's an online cart and I don't even sell anything. You know what I mean? I don't
yeah.
Know,
it, you have like an e-commerce one. Like I think you clicked on the wrong one when you were going through like formats to set up the site. Cause that's the only ones that do that. And that's usually for people who like have like an online store or shop. That's why I was like,
I know. Yeah, I know. Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah, trust me. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I've been thinking about because I can always, you already know, I could switch the domain off of that and then just make a whole new one.
What if I do it for you as like a one-time setup fee of $50? So that way it's not reoccurring as $50 more. So it'll just be like first payment $299, each month after that $249, and we'll give you a whole new custom website design. And then once that's fixed, then we just leave it like that. They'll have them build it the right way. Get your logo on there. Because you have a nice logo. Like, you don't want to just have your website up there without the logo the way it is right now. It doesn't even really, like, match at all.
Oh, trust me. That took me a minute, honestly, on my iPad.
The logo?
I build everything myself, yeah. Like, I do everything.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Know?
Like, you want the website to do it justice to the logo, and then especially if you have like a decal or if you go get like work shirts later on, you want all that stuff to match up. That's why I was like, the website's just not, I don't want to say it's bad, but it just doesn't match. We could use a lot of this stuff, like all the content that you created, like this Why Choose Us section, like we could still use all of that. We would just kind of like reformat it, customize it, get your logo on there, build it the right way.
So now, is that something that, like, say, because from the sound of it, I'm probably going to just keep repaying you guys, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
every
yeah,
month,
most likely.
You know what I mean? I'm probably not going to cancel.
Yeah.
So we'll say, like, in a week or two, if I want to decide to do that, would that be something I could redo, like, you know, here's the $50 charge type of thing, or no?
It's usually part of the provisioning. Like, when we do your client interview, they'll gather information on it, and then from there, then they'll set another appointment for the website. So it usually happens when you set it up. If I set up your account and it's, like, no website, anything in there, and it goes over to the other side, or, like, our back-end guys, then they're not really going to touch on it or continue to bother you about it. They don't do any kind of, like, sales or account setup. They're just all work. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like the order as so, I create it. I'll take your order and then send it to the kitchen, so to speak.
Gotcha. No, okay. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah. You're like, can I add some bacon after we've already made the sandwich? And, yeah, I don't know. Can order another one. Yeah.
Gotcha. I'll probably pass on that then, because if anything, okay, you already know, I can always go in to the actual website.
I'll put a note
like
in there, though. Maybe, like, Steve or one of our back-end guys, they have, like, a department with, like, 20 of them back there. So, I mean, maybe one of them picks it up and offers it to you later. I'll just notate it and just say, hey, he's interested in maybe getting his website fixed later on. And then
gotcha. I appreciate that.
Like, one time. Because you already have the domain, so it's not... And then the domain probably came with hosting, so we don't need to really do host. It's just you need graphic design. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, yeah, that, I don't do it all on the computer and shit like that like I'm supposed to, you know what I mean?
That's
I'm doing
fine.
Everything
that's,
off my phone and my iPad.
None of the businesses do, though. You know, every guy that you see out there, like the top contractors, they're not building any of that on their own. They have a company like us that's hosting it for them. Their whole reputation is somebody else building it, maintaining it. Okay, and then
and
this
see,
too-
and that's what the thing was, like, I kind of took pride in that a little bit, you know what I mean? Especially what you just said, because, like,
building it on your own.
I really built all this from, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, literally everything. I took all the experience from everybody that taught me everything, and I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to go and do it on my own. It's about time, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, that's kind of how it is. You got to pay to play, you know, if you want some skin in the game and for people to be able to see you.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, you can do both, though. You could have a personal touch and be proactive with it while simultaneously benefiting from the placement. Okay. This 248 Atlantic Avenue, you could receive mail there?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to hide that address online?
I mean, it's hard to do that, isn't it? Because it's kind of connected to my business.
Well,
I mean, it's my home address, so I'd rather it be hidden.
That's why I'm asking, because it came up as a residence. It says residential. So if you do business from home, Google typically recommends that you hide it anyway, just so that, you know, you don't have people getting turn-by-turn directions to you or showing up at your doorstep.
Got you. I appreciate that. Yeah, let's hide that 100%.
Okay. All right. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Do 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay. Monday through Friday, or do you work weekends too?
Typically, I don't work weekends, but... I mean, shit. I'm just starting out, so... Maybe I should.
Yeah, I could put, like, emergency
you know?
Services available. So that way, if they call you on the weekends, you could charge extra since it's at, like, after hours technically.
Yeah, 100%. I like that, yep.
All right. Yeah, somebody has, like, a flood or something, needs to redo their floors. All right, save.
Yep.
Let's see.
I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah, not my first rodeo. I've been doing this for 12 years, so definitely know how to set things up. Get you in the right spot. Okay, so this looks good. I got you all set here. Client interview. So our client interviews, they're usually about 30 to 45 minutes, Josh. We do ask for an hour, though, in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What would be the best time to do your client interview with you?
Early as possible. Like you said... Is it today or is it tomorrow? What are you saying?
Yeah, I could do it today. I can have a rep on the line with you between 2 and 3 today if you want to do that. The soonest. It's about an hour, 10 minutes.
We might as well just, you know, yeah, okay. Get it out the way is what I'm thinking, you know.
All right. Let me set this appointment. Local Splash client interview. And then we'll go Josh, 716-717-7903. Save. All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the appointment, and then they're going to send an automated text message 1 hour before, but the 1 hour before is going to be like 9 minutes. You're going to get that. Oh, yeah, it's definitely the right email because it's got your logo. Okay, save. All right, there you go. All right, so we're all set between 2 and 3. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay. Now, is this going to be just under your name, or does it say Real Nice Flooring on it?
No, it's going to be my actual personal account for right now. I mean, is there any way, like, down the line I could switch that?
Yeah. Yeah, you can call me directly. I'll send you my direct number and extension right now, and you could swap it out. Also, in your app and tracking system, there's a billing section, and you can go in there and change it yourself, too.
Okay, because, I mean, you already know, I have the business account. It's just there's nothing in it at the moment, obviously.
That's fine.
You know what I mean?
That's fine. Yeah, I'll put the invoice with the business account.
Pretty much, once I get rolling.
So you could write it off later.
Okay.
Yeah. I got you. That's why I was asking, because this is a business expense. You'll just get it back at the end of the year. I'll write it off.
Oh, yeah. I got like $1,700 so far written off already, and I've only been...
That's why the
I'm
business
writing everything
so
I can
important.
Off, honestly.
Instead of saving every receipt, you know, if you just do things on the business account, when you print it out at the end of the year, it's all right there, but you could also save receipts, or like this one, it'll be digitally, and you could still write it off. You just got to go look up Local Splash in your email, and then the invoices will be in there. Also, it'll be in your tracking system, too.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got you. And then, so the billing address is the same, the 248 Atlantic Avenue in Sloan?
Say that one more time, sorry.
The billing address for the card is the same as the street address that we're sending the Google PIN verification?
Yes.
248 Atlantic Ave? Okay.
Yes.
All right, Josh. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'm going to repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
So it's 4258.
4258. 08.
08. 45.
45.
41. 10.
4110.
8317.
8317. Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
0827.
0827. And then 3-digit code on the back.
598.
598. Okay. I could tell there might be a little bit of a delay on the line, but I'm going to walk you through a voice verification just as added protection for you. If there's anything that I say that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me as I'm walking you through this, okay? I could always rephrase it for you.
Got you.
All right. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Real Nice Flooring, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title with the company?
Joshua Tripp, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Josh, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Yeah. We already know what you currently have. We just want to avoid you paying for something else that we're already doing for you or duplicating any of your online listings. So if you're not sure, just double check with us before you add something else.
Gotcha.
Okay. Then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months since we're building a lot of these things from scratch for you. It is month to month, though. You're not binded to a contract. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's March 18th, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted price of $249 for a platinum package service. I have waived all setup fees on your campaign. I've also grandfathered in the pricing structure. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 18th day, but you'll keep the same price of $249 for as long as you're with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue our services one day, please let us know before the next bill is due, like before the 18th day, so that way we could stop the merchant processing from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Are you getting some text messages from us here?
Yeah.
Okay. So in those texts, you'll find a full outline of the agreement in writing. So it'll have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation. It's all outlined in writing there. And then at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it when you're ready. And then they're also going to send you a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. And once you're in the tracking system, it'll ask you to upload, like, any business documents that you might have, if you have, like, a license or registration or insurance, just so that we can provide those to the potential prospects that could be finding you on Google.
Okay. See, the, so far I don't have insurance. I've already gotten quotes for it.
Mm.
I just never got it quite yet just because I didn't get a job yet. You know what I mean?
It's okay.
I don't want to hold insurance.
From posting you, it's just more one of those things like we're supposed to recommend that you get it at some point over the recorded line.
Oh, 100%. No, 100%. Yeah. I'm looking forward to doing it. That's why I got the quotes. It's kind of going to be like from, I think it's ARP, I want to say it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm already looking forward to doing it. It's just the matter of getting the work to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, we need to bring in some customers. Usually that solves everything, you know. Once the customers start coming in, everything starts paying for itself. That's why starting a business is such an investment, is because you have to do all these other things, though. You got to kind of, like, pay to play just to get the customers in the first place. And then after, you know, a while of having them, then it becomes self-sufficient, and then it becomes profitable, you know. It's kind of like in
right.
the beginning you're just spending, and then now it's coming in, then you're even, and then you turn profit. So you're moving in the right direction. Like I said, if you don't do stuff like this, then it's really hard. It's like an uphill climb. It's almost like you got to constantly sell your company while simultaneously completing jobs and getting reviews. It's tough. You've been doing it the hard way.
What would I use for the username and everything?
So the username's your phone number. It should be in the text too, but everything's emailed and texted.
Okay.
Yeah. If it hasn't came through, it'll just come through automatically.
Okay, because I just signed up, I believe, for it. Signed. Oh, there it goes, I want to say.
The subscription terms, and then it automatically takes you there, right, after you sign it?
Yep.
Yeah. It looks like, oh, there it is, your password, Fab Reviews, and the username's your phone number. I got a lot of work to do on this thing. So we got a client interview here in an hour. So we're going to actually circle back with you at 2 o'clock to knock out that client interview. It's going to be with one of my reps. I just got to notate this thing, and then I'm going to send the account over to Google right now for your verification so we can get you Google verified.
Okay. Now, is there anything else I have to do on my end as far
no.
as
I mean, if you sign the subscription terms, you're good. Once you sign into that, it's good to get familiar with it. It's going to look super blank until we have everything up and running and the data comes in. They'll also send you the actual app version, which is a lot easier to use than that, like, PC version that you're on right there. But, no, I mean, basically the next step is be ready for the client interview in an hour.
Okay.
Okay. And then once that's done, then it's about getting your Google verification completed. And then once the Google verification is completed, we could start going live with stuff. So start to feel those jobs start trickling in.
Gotcha. On your professional opinion, how long does that normally take?
To feel the full effects of the campaign, I have to walk a line, right? I'm not supposed to promise you a certain amount of clients and things like that because Google records our calls.
No promises. Like that was saying
right.
about the Google verification stuff.
Well, so it's different for everybody. The more proactive you are with it, the better. Like you'll see in one of your text messages there, it'll say like, in order to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed further. It says, please check the email we sent for more details. If you have any questions, contact us. So there's actually a section in your tracking system. I believe it's titled, it's in your settings. It's titled Business Documents. And you go in there and you could actually upload all the, here, let me go into your actual dashboard right here so I could see what you'd see in there. And you could upload the files there, but I know you, like you said, you already don't have the insurance, right?
Right.
Okay. So it's the business info tab, though, on the top right.
Okay.
And then if you click that and you scroll down, you'll see at the bottom it says business documents, no document added. It says click here to add business license, registration, and other documents. It has, like, your logo there for media. You want to fill this all out right here.
Okay. See, that's what I was asking, like, as far as what I should do before, you know what I mean,
yeah.
the call or whatever. So I'll just sit here and I'll do all that type of things.
Usually they kind
you know
of walk
I mean?
You through it. But, yeah, it'll definitely give you a head start, though, if you want to just jump in there. And it's just, like, confirming it on your end, basically. So some of the stuff you already have, like we have your email, we have your website, but if you want to punch it in, that way we can make sure there's no discrepancies. It just helps. And then same thing with like hours, everything
gotcha.
There. Yeah. They're going to usually manually do a lot of this during your client interview, but you can, like I said, if you want to do it.
Awesome. Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm just going to have them do it, you know?
Yeah. But the things that we need from you that they won't be able to get are like the media and the business documents portion at the bottom where it's like logo, cover photo,
okay.
any business photos. If you have a video, you want to put all that in there. And then the bottom where it says like add license, registration, and other documents. Only you could do those ones.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, as far as license, what would be license? Because, I mean, obviously I have the LLC through, I already have that, obviously, because I went through LegalZoom and stuff like that, paid for the package, they did all that, you know what I mean? Now, what would I punch in on that? Like,
It's like what you have, so like your registration and the LLC, send it in, send as much as you can in. Of what you do have, just put it that way. And then during the client interview, they'll be able to tell you if we need more or if when I submit the profile right now to Google, because I haven't actually submitted it yet. I'm going to do it when we get off the line. Then they'll tell us, hey, we need this, this, and this. A lot of times this is like we go step by step. I'm kind of getting ahead of ourselves right here.
Okay, no, that's fine. No, you're yeah. right. No, 100%. I just got to ask these questions. You
no, that's
I mean?
Good. That's good. That's how I know you're going to be successful with it. Like, the guys that do the best with it are the ones that are actually proactive. And like you said, like, they want to get in there and do it almost, you know? It's like, hey, I want to know what's happening. So that way, you know, I understand what I'm paying for and what's going on and how I'm going to get my results.
Right. Exactly. You couldn't have said it any better.
Yeah. No, you're going to do great. I'm telling you. I run into guys that are like 75 years old and we're like doing everything on our own. So the fact that you're already like proactive in there, already ready to get in there, like you're going to do fine.
Oh, it's, trust me, there's no backup plan with this flooring stuff. This is all in. You know what I mean? I'm all in.
Yeah, that's who we want. Yeah, I hate when we find guys and they're like, yeah, but, you know, it's kind of still like a thing on the side. I work full time. I'm like, man, you want us to be committed to it?
Yeah,
you're not even committed to it.
I'm texting my girl, like, I'm going to have to do lift or something.
No.
Like, fucking, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to have to do something. Until, no, I know I don't want to, but I'm saying in the meantime, just to make sure bills are paid and stuff, you know what I mean? Because I need to make, like, at least $2,000 a month on the low end, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
On the real low end.
What is that, like one job?
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. That's why I said, like, if I could do 1-2 jobs a week or something, you know, I'll love it. You know what I mean? I don't have to work a lot.
I'm
not overextending myself, you know what I mean, because I'm just one guy.
If you can't get you a consistent flow of customers, then there's not a consistent flow of customers around you. This is just what everybody uses, you know what I mean? So you're going to be fine. What you're asking is like the minimum, yeah.
I love to hear that.
All right, Josh. So I got some work to do on this thing, but I want to officially welcome you aboard. You know, say thank you for signing up with our local Splash team here. We got your client interview scheduled for the top of the hour. So as long as I'm not on a phone call, I'll actually call you first and introduce you to them, and then they'll walk you through that client interview process. If I am on a phone call or in the process of your verification, then they'll just call you and walk you through it from there. So they'll just say, hey, I'm calling from Local Splash in regards to your client interview. But I sent over my direct number and extension and a text message in there. It says, hi, this is John. And you have that in those texts that we were sending over to you. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you know, feel free to call in. We also have 24/7 customer service at the same number. You just hit extension 1. And that's attached to every text and email that you get from us, too.
Sounds good. Thank you, John.
You're welcome. Looking forward to working with you, getting this business up and running.
I appreciate everything, for real.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for hearing us out, man. If you don't listen, you know, and closed mouths don't get fed, they say. So,
no,
yeah, 100%.
That's why I asked, you know, I was like, you know what? I just didn't want to disrespect the client because I was just trying to get the client to accept the quote. Cause it's,
honestly, it's like,
you know,
brownie
what I mean?
Points.
It's going to be
it's
an
like
expensive
brownie
job
points.
For
like
that guy.
When we hear that, we're like, oh, ideal. This guy is like taking care of his customers. You know, he's prioritizing the people that he's getting in front of. So that only made us feel that much better about it, honestly. That's not a problem. It's good that you did that.
Good, honestly. I appreciate that. You have a great day, John, and then I'm looking forward to the phone call in a little bit.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you soon. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.